The city of Onalaska has hired a consulting firm with help from an urban forestry grant from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Deanna Murphy is an assistant city planner. Murphy says they're updating their ash tree inventory to estimate the cost of dealing with the emerald ash borer.
Based on the 2001 data, removal costs alone were well over $200,000, and replanting was well over $200,000. With this grant, the consultant that we're working with will develop a management plan which will more specifically indicate how much this will cost the city.
One partner is Bluestem Forestry Consulting. Kelly Tuttle is president of the Drummond firm. Tuttle says she began receiving more work for ash-only inventories last year.
I was talking with another consultant, mentioned to him that I'm amazed at the number of calls I'm getting for work in 2010 already. Usually they don't come this early, but I've had several communities call me looking to have me complete work next year.
Joyce Selecki is a horticulture educator with La Crosse County UW Extension. Selecki says some cities are at a disadvantage with emerald ash borer after Dutch elm disease broke out years ago.
A lot of people turn to planting ash trees. Ash are very hardy. They grow quickly, but it's unfortunate that they focus generally planting on ash trees. So now at this point, with we have the emerald ash borer on our doorstep, we do have an awful lot of ash trees that have potential to be problematic.
Communities can apply with the DNR for 2010 urban forestry grants to better manage their tree populations until October 5th of this year. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.